Everybody, and welcome back to John Last Fix. I trust you're having a wonderful day so far. I trust you've had a good week. Well, God is amazing. So today we're going to discuss time to prepare, timing of preparation, times of preparation. Holy Spirit, thank you for this message. Help me to deliver this message I put in my heart. All of you, less of me. Take absolute control, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Sorry for 2 Samuel 1 to 5, 1 to 6. And I would encourage you to please join me reading your Bible. Okay, so and I read the NIV version. All the tribes of Israel came to David at Hebron and said, "We are your own flesh and blood. In the past, while Saul was king over us, you were the one who led Israel on their military campaigns. And the Lord said to you, 'You will shepherd my people Israel and you will become their ruler.'" While all the elders of Israel had come to King David at Hebron, the king made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he became king of Israel, and he reigned for 40 years. In Hebron, he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem, he reigned over all Israel and Judah for 33 years. Let me stop there. I've got to think of when David became anointed. So when Samuel came to anoint David, king of Israel, he was 15 years old, around the 15-16 mark. He was a teenager, young guy that trusted God, a young guy that was able to fight away lion and tender to his sheep. Even at 15, think about it. In his day and age, a 15-year-old child, tendering to sheep, protecting the sheep, right? And then going against any predator that comes to sheep, whether it's lion or bear, and even removing any sheep. And so you can just imagine, you know, if you watch Discovery Channels, where, you know, you see a lion go after a sheep. They are so swift. They run with speed, etc. Imagine a man opening the lion's mouth, removing the sheep from the lion's mouth. Ha! That at 15 years old, that is phenomenal. That is phenomenal. Most of the men were probably doing other things that are nothing close to what he was seeing. Even his brothers thought he was just doing, was a joke. He's just thinking of the sheep. Meanwhile, his work was harder than all of their work because they were in the army. They couldn't face Goliath. He faced Goliath one time because he had gone through that before. Now, a guy is 15. He has the skill. He has learned shepherding. He has learned serving the sheep. He's learning that at the age of 15. And then we see here that David became king over Israel when he was, so he said king over Hebron Judah at 30, which means 15 years into, you know, his process between and as king and become king, 15 years, double his age, right? He was still not king over Israel, just Hebron and Judah. Another 7 years after that, before he became king of Israel. Processes take time. We can't wish it away. It's not possible. I'm really watching it for that. David was also already, you know, going through a process before he became anointed as king, because he was already going through helping attend to his sheep, you know, taking care of them, protecting them from wild animals. He had been going through that already. But the actual character he needed to build, the mindset he needed, the wisdom, the skill set, everything, physically, spiritually, mentally, he learned a lot during those 22 years while he waited and prayed and warred before he became the king of Israel. That was preparation. You know, I remember some time ago, I was going through a process with God, and it was like 5 years, and I'm like, God, this is impossible. Like, I was like, God, like, it's too long. It's too frustrating. I was upset. I was like, God, it's hard and all that. Amo, this 22 years. Huh. And he's someone that had the skill. He had, you know, he could see that he knew what to do. Because he was fighting bear. He could fight Goliath before he was up to 20 and kill Goliath, a champion in the Philistine army. He was already prepared to an extent before he came in as king of Israel. Sorry, I ended up by Samuel, and they kept going as he was going. So it wasn't someone that knew nothing. No, he already had having things. He started doing different things, and yet he went through 22 years of processes, 15 before the first kingship, and 22 before the next kingship. Time is important in processes. Let us not be too in a hurry with God and ignore the lessons that God is teaching us in every process we are going through with Him. Because everything is important. Everything is important. It's good to really remember this fact, because a lot of people think, oh, what's there? Like, God, I'll figure it out there. No! Because if God gives something that you can't take it, the word can consume one easily. One has to build the mindset, the thought process, the physical, spiritually. You need to be characterized. You need to be ready for that throne. And it takes time. And so you may wonder, Lord, why am I still here? Give yourself the benefit of doubt that God knows what He's taking you through. He knows where you are in the process. He knows how you've ascended. Right? Let Him be the one to walk you through. Don't look at time. Because everybody that you may come yourself to has their own different processes, and they're different. Everybody's different. You are on a unique process with God. Yes, they're similar to other people, but your own and God is separate. You can get learning from other people, fantastic, great, but it's between you and God. God sees everything that needs to change. You may not see it, but God does, because this is what's coming. No one else might see it as well. And so the best is just to submit to that process. You see, submitting earlier can win you time, because the more you submit, the more ready you are. If you don't submit and keep fighting it, you're going to be there. We're going to be there. You can't jump the point and say, I'll quickly. No. God is the one that sees it, and He knows exactly whether or not you are ready or you are not. Don't jump the process. Let God walk through us. The same way, you know, we all grow from being a baby to being an adult. We can't jump growth, right, in physical. Think about it. How do you want to jump it? How do you want to grow too fast? It's not going to work, right? There are different stages. You're a baby, you start to walk. First, you start to crawl, then you walk, then you start to speak. It is the different stages of everybody's growth and development. You can't jump the gun. That's how God has created us. When you got to 18, you became more mature, you became an adult, etc., everything, etc. But it was a process. And whether you are a baby, or whether you are a toddler, or whether you are a teenager in this process, whatever it is, it's God that knows and is seeing and is leading you on and directing you. Method you may not know. I know it happens to the best of us. You see our kids that are just one, they are being as they are 6 years old because they want to jump, but they need to go through, as a parent, you know your child needs to go through that learning, that development, that growth. And the parent, you take them through it and you help them through. Same as God. God is helping us through those things. We may not see how we're growing, but people around us, God is seeing how I've developed, how we're getting ready for this throne He's giving us, and the thrones that are coming again afterwards. So I say, all right, here, processes take time. You need to develop to become a higher, better version of yourself, to be able to handle what God is putting before you. You need a significant growth in mindsets, in thought processes, in character, in wisdom. There are so many ways you need to grow, to metamorphose to the woman or the man God needs to put in that position. That process is through preparation in different form of seasons. And you see in the Bible, Joseph, there were so many, you know, examples in the Bible of how God used to process it to people. It's normal. In life, it's a process. It's just normal. That's how life is. And you know, there's also what we call the waiting season, like the 7 years between after Saul died and they became king of Israel. 7 good years. In the 5th year of that 7 years, they even brought another king, Ish-bosheth, to come and become king of Israel. Can you imagine? And he had to wait because he could not anoint himself as king. He had to wait for him to anoint him as king. Confirm him as king. And we'll discuss that tomorrow. Don't be in a hurry with God. Let him do the work in us very well, so that we are ready. We are refined as pure gold when it is time. So thank you for listening to me today. God bless you. I love you. Bye.